Our time is 8:30. This is KQWC FM 95.7 in Webster City on a Thursday morning. Welcome to our community corner for Thursday. Pat Powers here, being joined by Webster City Fire Chief Chuck Stanfield, as we're talking all about Fire Prevention Week and some big doings here in Webster City this next week. Chuck, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you here this morning. So we were just talking off air. This will be the first time in 3 years
we're
having an open house at the fire station. That's amazing.
Yeah, the pandemic definitely put a slowdown on some of our fire prevention activities that we like to do, and we're very excited to have our open house back this year. So,
all right. Now, for those planning to attend, that's next Tuesday, right?
Correct. Next Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and everybody is welcome throughout the community. It doesn't matter how old you are, young to old. We'll have a little bit for everybody. We're going to be offering, obviously, a meal to everybody that comes. Mm-hmm. We're going to have great events for the kids. We have a smokehouse coming in where they can practice exiting the home if there's a fire. We're going to have live fire extinguisher training being put on. We'll have a really fun bounce house that'll be actually inside the firehouse so the younger kids can enjoy that. They'll get a chance to spray hose as long as the weather cooperates. We have a stop, drop, and roll activity to kind of teach them if they were to get their clothing on fire, what to do. And then we're going to have, hopefully, a couple of special people there, Sparky, the fire dog, and a real fire dog, Dalmatian, Oreo. So it should be a really fun night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Where are you going to get Oreo from?
So, great question. One of our members has a Dalmatian dog, and he brings the dog out. Actually, depending upon what school some of the kids go to, they'll see Oreo next week during our fire prevention activities during the day as well.
I know you were not here many years ago, but of course we had Sparky the fire dog in Webster City that kept the fire department all busy when the fire station was there on Des Moines Street, Webster City, as I was growing up.
Yes, in fact, we, from what I understand, I have a picture of one of our Sparkies. There actually were two, from my understanding, well before I came. But, great, great dog.
Yep. Dalmatians are dandy. That's for sure. Well, again, this is coming up next Tuesday evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the fire station. You should have ideal conditions for that, Chuck.
We're hoping to. The last time, we still had a great turnout. It was a little bit rainy. If it were to happen to rain for some reason, everybody needs to understand it's inside in the bay. We have a really neat setup inside there so they can still do just about everything except spray water. So it's a great night. So
So that's next Tuesday evening. What else is going to happen next week too there, Chuck, other than the open house? You'll be going all over town, I believe.
That's correct, Pat. So we have set up for every school, which we have approximately 800 students from preschool till basically about the fourth, fifth grade. And in the city of Webster City, we're going to be hitting every one of these schools next week. So we're excited to get out. And a few of them are coming to our house too, which will be fun as well. And we're just really excited to get out to the schools and spread the message. Each year, the National Fire Protection Agency gives kind of a special creed, if you will, of what we're really focusing on. And this year it's fire won't wait, plan your escape. So one of the things we always try to share with the young people is don't stay in the home. Don't try to get all your special things. Just get out of the house, go to a meeting place, and we can get in and get the fire stopped for you quicker that way. And that way you're safe. So everything is moving right towards that target of teaching the kids how to get out safely out of their home if it's on fire. So,
how about programs for the adults there, Chuck?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do offer is if somebody were to call and ask for a home safety survey, we can come out and take a look at the home and just kind of give some ideas, some suggestions on what to do if there's some concerning areas of their home, whether it be, if they've got a surge protector that's got two surge protectors and 20 electric cords on it, we might want to minimize that. Or one of the big things is I look for slips and falls areas, throw rugs and little things that could be in the way. Surprisingly, slips and falls is one of the highest death rate activities that can occur, injuries. So it's we look for that. We look for, make sure, obviously, smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, and we have a bunch of them at the fire station. All you need to do is call us, 832-9131, and we will come out and install smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors for free. We've been very fortunate to have people grant us money to be able to get smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Every home should have them. Every apartment, every living space should have smoke detectors. So we push that as well and give the opportunity for folks to write their name and address down, and then we'll come out and do that for them as well. Beyond that, all kinds of fire safety ideas and thoughts and suggestions to the folks out there for adults.
Again, we're talking with Chuck Stansfield, our Webster City Fire Chief, about Fire Prevention Week that's happening next week. And again, we want to emphasize the big open house next Tuesday evening. I've been saying 5 to 7. Thanks for correcting me. 6 until 8. 6 until 8 next Tuesday evening for Fire Prevention Open House in at the Webster City Fire Station. About your crew there, Chuck, it seems like every other week you have training programs, don't you?
That's correct. Every second and fourth Monday, we get out and we do specific training on different things that we feel we need to work on and things we want to make sure that we stay really, really good in our skills and fire skills. The last training, some might have seen in the paper and on Facebook, we did some extrication training, again, working from the basic skills of how to pop a door up to some very extensive training on vehicles that are very difficult to get into and kind of a little bit everything in between. Because our fire program out here has from fire cadets to very senior firefighters, we try to differentiate our training to meet the needs of each of them.
Mm-hmm. And you started a junior fire program this year, I believe?
Actually, it's in its third year.
Oh, third year, okay.
And yes, we have a fire cadet program, age 14 to 18. And you kind of got to go through a an application process, and then the student needs to have passing grades, and they have to show that and keep that, have to not be in any kind of trouble. School is always first priority, and, mm-hmm. and we emphasize that. And but yeah, it gives young people a chance to come out and really get a feel for what the fire service is like, and we've had a lot of success with that. In fact, we've had about to have three different fire cadets actually become volunteer firefighters. So it's been very successful.
That's good to know. People interested in this profession for a firefighter.
Absolutely, absolutely. It gives them a lot of opportunities. So
that's for sure. We're also talking about the need for, you're all stacked up at the fire station. All the equipment you need is right there, fire trucks and so on.
Yeah, we are very blessed to have good equipment. Some of it is starting to get a little bit older, and we're working on different ways that we can figure out how to finance replacing some of that equipment. But no, we are very blessed to have a great fire station, great fire equipment, support of the community and its leaders. So yeah, it's great.
What's the oldest fire truck there, Chuck?
We have a 1980 tanker pumper. It's engine 34. It responds to anything that does not have a hydrant area. And what it will do is basically shuttle water for us. It carries 1,000 gallons. And that's one that we are hoping to get replaced as we figure out how to do that. And we will probably increase the water on that from 1,000 to 2,000 gallons. Gives us a little bit more right off the bat, and that's always helpful when you're going to more rural type areas.
I'll tell you one thing, the buying a fire truck is not easy. Believe me, it costs a whole lot of money.
That's very true, Pat. They don't mm-hmm. like to give those away. But we're continuing to working towards grants on a regular basis, using those. In fact, we recently received a grant for $7,000 from the Union Pacific Railroad. We really appreciate them coming alongside of us to replace some very needed airbags for lifting vehicles and equipment and things up when needed. So we're really excited and thankful for that, and look forward to getting those. But yeah, they're definitely anything fire equipment. They are proud of that, and it's not cheap.
No, that is for sure. And let's salute all the dedicated staff members at the Webster City Fire Department. How many do you have?
Well, we have about 35 members in total. Currently, our fire cadet program has 5. We have 4 full-time members. So the fire department, if people don't know this, we have somebody there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So that is why we're able to respond so quickly, is because of our full-time fire personnel. After that, we also have 22 volunteers, and they are amazing. They reach out every time we get a call. We have great turnouts. We are very fortunate to have the volunteers and to have the businesses within the community allow their people to go and respond to fires when we have them. And then we also have 4 part-time personnel that assist us with vacation time if one of the guys has to take a vacation day or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Very dedicated staff, I will admit.
Absolutely, absolutely. We could not do what we do without our staff. The city of Webster City is truly blessed with men and women that love this community and want to serve it.
Yeah, absolutely, and getting kudos to you for doing an excellent job. How many years now for you with that?
I'm coming up on 6 years, Pat.
Wow. So. Amazing.
Yeah, it's been great. We are really moving forward. The department has grown in a lot of different ways, and excited about the future as we continue to move forward with our community risk reduction program, where we're introducing, you know, more inspections, getting out there to the commercial occupancies, as well as one of the newest things that we're getting ready to start is a big push to just remind everybody that they need to have an address on the front of their home.
I've noticed that too many times. If you drive around Webster City, they don't have the addresses listed there.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, because if we're responding, or not even the fire department, but if the police department or even EMS is responding to their home, if you have a clear address in the front of the house, it's a lot easier for us to locate you. And so we're getting ready to actually to start sending out notices to people to say, hey, we noticed that your place doesn't have an address. Please get one up as soon as you possibly can. And we're also going to be pursuing grants to try to offset the costs of what that might take as well, to purchase numbers for people if they can't afford to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the cause here this morning?
Thank you, Pat, for this time. One of the things that I just want to send out to the community is, if anybody has the slightest bit of interest, men or women in the fire service, or if you're a young person have interest in the fire service, please contact me. Please give us a call. We actually have a volunteer testing coming up October 15th, and you would need to get online and fill out an application prior to that. But October 15th, we'll be testing for volunteer positions, and I would love to see lots of people come out and test and give us their time. The commitment, it is a big commitment, and so it's a challenge there in our busy times, but there's a lot of men and women that do it on a daily basis.
How many times do you do this testing?
We try to do it at least twice a year, sometimes more. It depends on if we have applications come in where we get quite a few, then we might do it more often than 2 times a year.
Mm-hmm. So you do it in the spring and then again in the fall, which is
correct,
which we're doing. Also, we should give kudos to our Webster City Fire Department for their role in helping out special training programs, such as the case in Camrar, I think last month. There was a big fire to the old grain elevator there in Camrar last month.
They did. Camrar had a large train burn. We actually did not send anybody on that,
okay,
unfortunately. But kudos to all of the surrounding departments within the Hamilton County area, as well as beyond, that were able to bring some trucks out and assist with that. From what I heard, it was a great training, and really they did a great job.
Absolutely. But so far in 2022, Chuck, no big fires whatsoever here in Webster City? You say you're kind of scared with all with what's happening so far? Or?
Well, you always get a little worried when it gets quiet. Yeah. But but yeah, so far we've had a relatively uneventful year with fire. A few little ones here and there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we keep trying to push for fire safety and prevention, and hopefully that will continue to work, and we'll keep fires down. And if not, we're here, and we will respond very quickly to help you with your incident.
Very good. Once again, we invite everyone to come over to the Webster City Fire Station. They're on Superior Street for the big open house. That's next Tuesday evening, October the 11th. That's underway from 6 until 8 p.m. There'll be food serve, I believe. And,
yes.
Demonstrations all over the place. And it should be a very nice night for everyone to come on over to the fire station.
Yes, absolutely. Hopefully we'll see you there, Pat.
Well, I'll try my best because I have a certain show that I'll be involved in rehearsals for Arsenic and Old Lace. But anyway, I'm glad to promote this big event coming up next week.
It should be a really good time. We'll hope to see a lot of people.
Chuck Stansfield, our guest this morning on the Community Corner. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Pat.
Join us tomorrow morning on our Community Corner on KKWC. We'll talk about the special ceremony this Sunday at Brewer Creek Park. My guest will be Tim Adams, and he was the one that designed the sculpture there at Hospital Hill, Brewer Creek Park, as we pay tribute to a man we miss very, very much, and that is Ken Harp. So again, that ceremony set for Sunday. Tim Adams, my guest tomorrow morning on the Community Corner. The time now, 13 minutes before 9. This is KKWC.